Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
Do you buy into the you don't know what a cop goes to excuse, or the or just do what a cop says excuse when someone says that?
I don't think I know what a cop's job's like. No, I would never want to be a cop. I would never want to be a cop. I honestly think if I had my choice, if I had to be like a career cop or join the army for 4 years, 4 or 5 years. They do 4-year terms, but we'll just say 5 just for the sake of this analogy. I think I'd probably just choose the military, even with the bullshit wars that we're fighting that I think are just completely insane. I would still choose the military just because you are dealing with so many problem people every single day as a cop. In your life, you're constantly dealing with problematic people. You're dealing with people who are just constantly lying to you. Just everybody, especially the ones that have done something wrong, want to lie to you. And so you got to kind of read through that. And I don't know, man. I think there's a certain amount of leniency that they get just because of the shitty job that they have to take. That's not to say they shouldn't be held accountable when they fuck up. They should. But I think if you start sentencing cops to 20 years in jail for pulling their gun maybe a little bit too quick, I think the applications for the force are just going to completely plummet at that point. But somebody was talking earlier, though, and they were talking about a community thing, and they were saying that you need to have the cops live in these communities where they are policing, so that the relations between the police and the people of the community are on a much better basis. And as long as there's that respect, mutual respect for one another, because they know them by first name, then everybody can get along and we don't have to have these big incidents. You know, maybe citizens have incidents between themselves, but then the cops come into the mix and everything just gets cooled off because, hey, it's Gary. You know, everybody knows Gary. He's a nice guy. He's got 2 kids, you know. He's got a wife at home.
You think that would weed out the bad cops? Like racist cops who patrol low-class black neighborhoods.
If those guys are seeing you on a daily basis, you know, every other day, every third day at least, yeah, they're going to hold you accountable for anything you do, you know, for anything. If you're walking around outside and you litter on the street, they're going to be like, hey, what was that, man? Come on, you just threw that wrapper around on the ground there, you know? Of course they're going to hold you accountable, and you're going to know that. Being a police officer, being somebody who's supposed to be looked up to in the community, you're going to know that, and you're going to practice a level of integrity that maybe you wouldn't when it came to your job if you were just, you know, driving in an hour and 15 minutes from out of the city and policing this inner city neighborhood. I mean, I think it's definitely something that, because every neighborhood's got to be patrolled, and so. Yeah, you got some shitty neighborhoods that maybe some cops might not want to live in. That's probably the big problem there, to be honest. But, I mean, there's probably a couple of neighborhoods in Chicago that I don't think any decent cops are going to want to be living in, even if
I would not want to live in Chicago as a black man.
That's the problem right there, is those, I mean, obviously those
Chicago,
those pocket areas.
Illinois, cities in Illinois and cities in Missouri. No, hell no. Hell no. And did you hear what North Carolina passed?
Mm-mm.
Their governor passed a law that body cams aren't required on cops anymore. Body cams aren't required on cops anymore, Slim.
How long were they required? 4 months? When did that even take place? Couldn't have been that long ago. We just started this debate like a year ago. That's crazy, but goddamn, North Carolina, those motherfuckers, they just... Well, they're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking, though, man. They're thinking there's that built-in room for grievance that you kind of got to give people in a shitty job like that. I don't know. It's fucking crazy. It's crazy. But like I said, man, it's that this is war they're gearing up for, man. It's this war.
What war?
I don't know.
Do you really think there's a race war coming?
I'm telling you, that's how they could start it. Intentionally, that's how they could start it. They got this Hungarian billionaire named George Soros. This guy has secretly funded Black Lives Matter. He's put quite a bit of money. I don't know the exact figures, so I don't want to quote him. But he's put a significant amount of money into the Black Lives Matter movement. What the fuck do you think a Hungarian billionaire gives a shit about some black people that live in St. Louis? You think he gives a fuck about them? No. This guy is obviously up to something. He clearly got a hidden agenda, and he's using his money and his wealth and his power to try to manipulate some kind of scenario that ends up working out in his favor, and he gets even more rich. I mean, there's some really weird shit going on, man. Some really weird shit. Alex Jones, you got to check this guy out. It's Infowars.com. Whew. He's a Texas guy. He's from Austin.
Maybe I'll check him out from.
Yeah,
from
Austin. You know, give him a chance at least. Give him a chance. He's a lunatic. He's a nut. He's got some crazy theories, but he brings up some good shit though too. There was a picture of a train in I believe it was either Wyoming or Utah, a train that was shipping in UN armored vehicles. In Utah.
I didn't know Mormons were such a threat.
Yeah. And this is the UN. This isn't the United States Army. This is the United Nations. What the fuck are they doing in Utah?
They're going to wipe out the Mormons.
They're going to take us from the inside where we're weak. We got a soft inner belly, and they're going to just spread to the coast.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to just divide us, and then we're going to just be broken down into cattle. And then that's basically when the Hunger Games starts, and we start sacrificing children. You thought it was bad.
Hunger Games.
You thought it was bad for the black young men now. Wait till the Hunger Games start. Oh, God. Nobody will be safe.
Ah. Okay, we're gonna step away from this for a second.
Mockingjay sucked.
Yeah. So, if you need to make a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment, or you need a lawyer soon, you might have trouble finding one. Or if you read the Seattle Times and you see something pronounced wrong or pronunciation error. Don't be surprised, because what happened at the U District neighborhood on Roosevelt Way? A Seattle Police Department sexting busted 204 perverts.
Hey, come on. Some of those are good guys. Just had a little built-up pressure.
204 perverted men who had to pay to get their rocks off for a little rub and tug. But they didn't do it. Once they started touching the women. It's like, what's that one show, To Catch a Predator? Oh, yeah. You know what they should have done? They should have had fucking Chris Hansen walk in hey, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? You're a doctor.
Have a seat. Oh my God.
Oh, dude, that would have been fucking golden.
Yeah.
Seriously. So the Seattle Police Department set up a fake massage parlor on Roosevelt Way in the U District neighborhood, across the street from that Indian restaurant and the Monkey Pub. Hey, by the way, check good that place out. It's a good little. That's the definition of hole in the wall dive.
Mm-hmm. I know it goes. That's a deep hole.
Yeah,
that's a deep hole.
Yeah, but anyway, they set it up to bust all these guys, and once they agreed to for sexual favors, cops came in and arrested them. They busted 204 men, and they gathered over $2,700 of money that they spent for it. These were doctors, lawyers, guys with PhDs, construction workers, architects.
Real regular people of all jobs and walks of life.
And a newspaper editor.
Yeah. It's okay. First off, this is what I want to say. For the pervert community, you guys need to get better organized, okay? They got 204, you motherfuckers. After like the 30th or 40th, there should have been something on the Facebook page or the next door page. You know, something. You guys need to notify each other what's going on here and figure this shit out, all right? 204, you guys are a bunch of retards. Figure it out at some point. You're supposed to be smart people here. But this is a fucking crazy problem, though, man. I mean, it's so unique to us, too. I think it's because our placement in the Pacific Rim region, you know, there's a lot of boats coming across the Pacific here and full of all kinds of cargo, you know, including human. So, I don't know. It's a crazy thing, but I think there's an endless supply. I think there's an endless supply of guys who are desperate for a good old fashion lotion handy, you know. I think there's just always going to be a deficit of those in the world, and somebody's got to fill that void. And unfortunately, it's girls that aren't even making minimum wage, but
or maybe
they have very soft hands,
or maybe they belong to someone, unfortunately, and they try to escape. Their family overseas will get killed, or they'll get their head cut off.
Or you got indentured servant too. Don't forget this one. You know, we'll get you over here, but it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you like 15 grand. So you're going to have to work for us for like a year, and then maybe at that point you'll be free and you'll be able to do what you want. But you'll pretty much belong to us up to that point. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of ways to do it. So for all our listeners out there, you know, if you're going to get into the human trafficking game, not the worst region to,
Jesus Christ,
you know,
man,
it's good. It's good market for it.
You're
at least.
Fucking horrible.
Dude, I told you before when we were talking about this, it's like you can bust all these guys you want. But again, there's going to be an endless supply of these guys. They're never going to get out of them.
I didn't understand busting the guys and try to get answers to bust other in quote, massage parlors.
Oriental massage.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the
don't accent. Do it. You're not ready for it. That bubbly's got you crafting. No, it's... I think you need to try and go after the businesses here, not the individuals
That's
who
what
are
I'm
doing
saying.
It. You need to go after these businesses who are taking part of it. That is who you need to stop. If you stop all the businesses, these guys got nowhere to go, and they just got to settle for Pornhub. And, you know, as disappointing as that can be sometimes, I think they'll be okay with it. So, I don't know. It's fucked. We got a lot of weird shit in this area. Speaking of this area, this is an earful in the Emerald City. You guys are listening right now. Before we get too far, just let you know, or you're like, what the hell are these crazy morons talking about?
Thanks for joining us, and you are listening right now. Mm-hmm. I am Shoddy, and right across from me is Slim.
Mm-hmm. Let's stick to this, though. I don't want to lose it here.
Yeah.
So we got the Oriental massages everywhere. $25 massage.
$25, more like a fucking $100.
That depends. If you want the premium package, then yeah, I'm sure you're getting closer to a C-note there for sure. But I'd have to ask a cop about that. I don't know the exact numbers. But we got that. We got the bikini baristas, which I don't think anybody else has. We have...
But those they just make your coffee, though. They're just there for the...
They do a little more than that.
Seriously?
Man. They do a little more than that.
How? They're in that little fucking hut?
Yeah. My buddy tells me. He's like, you just got to ask. You just gotta ask.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's like, you just gotta. I mean, they'll show you a little something, you know. They'll say, well,
oh, they'll make. I mean,
so do you do? Well, typically we do it. Typically we do
TIP.
Yeah, we might do that, and then I show you some curtains.
That's it. One girl showed him
her asshole. Okay, what do you want from this girl? She's doing the best she can. He's not gonna have more than $5 bill on him. Probably this guy never has any cash.
Fuck. I see a lot of those bikini baristas in the Northeast area, like Kirkland, Bothell. I don't really see them a lot around here in Seattle.
Oh, they're around. They're around. And some of these places, they're like busy till like 8 or 9 o'clock.
I wonder why.
Because I just told you, because there's an endless supply of perverts out there. All right. Telling you, it's like a fucking disease, man. It's like a disease. It's like almost, it's almost crippling sometimes being a guy. Women don't understand this. You know, they're the ones.
Women are perverts too.
That get all, some of them are, but
no, you'd be surprised.
Not a lot of
them. You'd be surprised.
I mean, a certain amount,
in
but
this society,
not that much.
In today's society, if women act like perverts, they're considered sluts. If a man acts like a pervert, well, oh, he's just being.
No,
a,
it's all about how you do it. It's all about how you do it. You know,
a man can do it any way he wants, though.
Mm-hmm. It was actually a really good analogy I saw online. I was reading this article, and they were talking about that equation. You know, you're like, oh, a girl sleeps a bunch of guys, she's a whore, but a guy can sleep with a million girls, and he's just awesome. You know, people like fucking J-Lo saying it, like she knows anything about that. Oh, my love don't cost a thing. Yeah, I'm sure you date a broke-ass motherfucker like me, J-Lo. Yeah, I'm sure that would happen. Give me a break. But
she did date someone that was like 16 years younger than her. He was a backup dancer.
I don't,
what the fuck was he making?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
He probably wasn't too broke though. Come on, he had.
Well,
a little something
yeah,
going
but
on, so.
I mean, as a backup dancer, uh-huh. No one knows your goddamn name.
Yeah,
they ain't paying to see you. They're not paying.
That's
to
true.
See
but you got an easy gig and you're making decent money.
But he was there. I mean, he was on the road with her and he probably sweet talked.
Oh
her
yeah,
ass.
For sure. Kissed the shit out of her ass, and eventually she okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, this was the analogy. So it was, a key that can open multiple locks is a master key. But a lock that can be opened by multiple keys is just a shitty lock.
Say that again.
A key that can open multiple locks is a master key. Okay. Because it can open all different kinds of locks. But a lock that can be opened by multiple keys is just a shitty lock.
That's sexist.
What? No, that's a great analogy.
A shitty lock?
Yes, that's a shitty lock. If you have a lock that can be opened by multiple keys, that's nothing then. If a bunch of different keys can open it, it's all you have to do is have a key, and that's it. I'm telling you, I think that's a great analogy, man. And girls are offered dick on a fucking daily basis. Like, their job is to restrain and kind of hold back. I mean, you know, I agree there are some out there, but I've definitely had some lamos too. It's like, Jesus Christ, come on, step it up a little bit here. What you, jeez. I've been doing a lot of working out. I'm trying my best over here. Give me a little something back.
Damn.
Yeah, fucking Northwest though, man. I think it's something with all these big companies we got around here. I think there's a lot of people with a little bit of disposable income, and they're okay with spending $7 or $8 getting a coffee and seeing some titties.
Really? That's still illegal though, right?
You could probably get away under 10. You know, get a little flash job.
Is that illegal? They flash you?
It's frowned upon. I don't know if I'd call it illegal, though. It's like, you know, if a tree falls in the woods, does it make a sound? I'm on the analogies today. Fucking A, dude. Yeah, that was, I don't know, that's a, that was a pretty fucked up story, so.
Yeah, but,
almost as fucked up as you on some kind of epic biblical quest for, to find the shittiest pizza that the Seattle region has to offer.
Yes, sir!
Jesus.
Yes, sir. Hey, so I'm on the quest to find the shittiest pizza in Seattle. I ain't talking about Little Caesars, dude. That shit don't count. I'm talking about pizza parlors, not massage parlors. Pizza parlors.
That's for after the massage parlor.
Yeah. Yeah, when you get, when you nut so hard you become hungry, you want to go find some shitty pizza. Oh,
God, I've got to recharge my battery.
I know.
So yeah. How's the quest been going?
Man, so I went to two places.
Do you have any self-respect still?
Very little.
Very little?
Very little. Very little. No.
You went to two places.
Went to two places. Mama Mia's in U District. That place is shitty. They got free arcades. They got free Pac-Man. They got free Donkey Kong. They got free Galaga. Free Donkey Kong Jr. $2.50 a slice.
Hmm.
That shit tastes like it came from the fucking freezer. Fresh out of the freezer pizza.
It's not delivery.
Oh, it delivers till 3 a.m. Mm. It's in U District. In a city that is weed legal. Of course, they're still going to make money. You got broke college kids in a city that is weed legal.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make money.
Frat boys love pizza late at night.
Yes, they do. And then I went to the Admiral neighborhood in West Seattle. And had, I was ashamed. I lost my self-respect after eating this pizza.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. And it was overpriced. It was like $3.30 a slice.
Oh, fuck that.
It was a bigger slice than Mamma Mia's, but I'm talking about Luciano's. Luciano's on oh, man, what street that's on?
Is it Luciano's?
No,
like Lucky Luciano?
No, it's Luciano's. Mm. Luciano pizza.
That sounds bad.
It was horrible. It was fucking cardboard pizza.
Yeah, I forgot to take it out of the box.
Yeah.
When they served it to
you.
Yeah,
and then next on my list next week, and I'll let you know, Ragazzi's.
Mm-hmm.
Ragazzi's is next. I'm checking out Ragazzi's.
Ragazzi's.
Someone told me that is the worst pizza in Seattle.
Hmm. Really? You got to investigate this, man.
Oh yeah.
You got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, and then whoever gets the worst pizza in Seattle, I will go to their store and give them a certificate and say congratulations. Shittiest pizza in Seattle.
you beat out
Little Caesars.
It's a lot of stiff competition. It was a crowded market out here, but
yeah.
Oh man, I gotta say, Little Caesars money for money. The 7-Eleven has a pizza, and it's
Shit is left out all fucking day.
Sometimes it is. Yeah, I saw it happen when I was working there. There's definitely some periods where it was out for like 3 or 4 hours, but. Their pizza is like just barely edible, like just barely edible. Like you can do it if you're desperate, you can do it. But, I certainly wouldn't make a habit of it. It could lead to some non-pleasant BMs.
Yeah. You can be sitting on the John for about 30 minutes.
God, hating yourself and your life. Fucking pizza, man. There's a lot of shitty. I commend you, man. I commend you. This is the Lord's work you're doing here.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy to eat all that crap. Oh, man.
I just have one slice. I don't eat the whole damn box. I just have one slice. Mm-hmm. All I need is one slice.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All I need is one goddamn slice.
Taste it. Yeah. I just feel like when I eat bad pizza, it just like makes me lose a certain amount of hope in the future. You know, I feel like, oh God, what the fuck are we even doing? Why are we wasting our time? A fucking asteroid's going to hit us one of these days anyway. Because you're kill high. Us all. No, I know. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, it's the pizza though. Man, we've talked about it many times and people just can't get enough of the pie, the pizza pie.
Yeah.
I heard a stat that 1 in 6 American males eats pizza every single day. Every single day.
That's ridiculous. Actually, it's not ridiculous. That's pretty realistic.
How many of those 7 days is he eating pizza for breakfast?
4.
4? You think more than half the time?
Dude, you know how long, you know how convenient leftover pizza is for breakfast?
Yeah.
Especially in a rush for work and you got to work your morning shift. All you got to do is either eat it cold or put it in the fucking microwave for like 20 seconds and zap it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. It's so easy to eat. It's just like stiff as a number 2 pencil. And you just pick it up and just start mowing it down. Yeah. A slice or two is not a bad breakfast, that's for sure. Every day of the week, though, that is fucking insanity. No wonder obesity is out of control.
Yeah, because Little Caesars is so goddamn cheap.
God. I know, and they're fucking everywhere now. God damn it, I thought we were losing these cheap and disgusting meals. I thought
they're like
this was past us.
They're like massage parlors. They're destroying families everywhere.
Probably true.
They're destroying families and
arteries all in one feral swoop.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, I go to Little Caesars and I feel like a criminal when I walk in the joint. You know, I'm like, I got the shifty eyes when I'm checking behind me, making sure no one's looking over my shoulder. And I'm up there ordering. I'm like, all right, give me the hot and ready and don't try anything funny, all right?
Yeah, give like me the hot and ready.
It's like a hold
sir,
up.
Have a seat. Do you know who I am? I'm Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
What are you doing eating this shit?
God, I feel like I'm robbing a liquor store.
This shit.
Buying a $5 ready to eat pizza.
Why aren't you going? Why are you getting a salad? Like your wife told you to stay away from this place.
She told you.
I can't do it. Please don't send me back there and tell her. Don't tell her, please.
Corolla had a good tip for the To Catch a Predator. Like any predator, make sure you do this. When you're going to meet somebody somewhere at their house or whatever, you order a small Domino's pizza to the house before, and then you see who answers the door. You see who answers the door, and then if that's the person that you were expecting, then you're like, okay, we're cool, we're good. But if it's like some little fucking kid looking like person or whatever, you're like, whoa, 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 this is not the person that I was talking to, all right? This is not Big Balls 1287. This is somebody completely different than that, you know? I thought that was pretty clever. At least you know what you're dealing with. Or you see Chris pop out of there and you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
Fucking Chris Hansen, man. Yeah. That show turned into fucking sad that it's funny. Because, like, in the later seasons, because, I mean, obviously, it became a huge show because when the guys would walk in and, I mean, Chris Hansen wouldn't even have to take a step. They see his face and they try to fucking run. And police are there waiting.
I remember there was one episode where there was a guy out in the yard and he was in the gunny suit. The full body camouflage suit, like hiding in the bushes, like with the hat on, with the big hair that looks like bushes flowing and everything. She's like, dude, this, you're talking to a guy that's like a pervert, all right? He's probably got like a pint of vodka and some spermicidal lube on him, all right? You don't need the camouflage suit to catch this guy. Give me a fucking break. You guys are way too into this. This is like almost entrapment here. Like, I want to see the conversations leading up to them getting to this point. Like, I want to see what was said then, but they don't show you that shit as much. They keep that shit out, motherfuckers.
Oh, To Catch a Predator.
The good old days.
You don't really see it.
Before Jared Fogle fucked up pedophilia for everybody.
Yeah.
That fucking asshole. Who had it made better than him?
But hey, for all you perverts who haven't been caught yet, join Tinder, join POF, because I guarantee you, you will find horny women on there. They may not, they may be like ones or twos, but hey, they're horny and they got soft hands.
Ooh, very soft hands, I bet. Extremely soft. That's a good point. Speaking of predators, while we talk about it, good week to be a predator, man. Good week to be a predator. You seen
the fuck
all this,
you talking about?
You seen all this Pokemon Go?
Stuff
happening?
Oh.
You seen this shit?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
It feels like it's 1999 all over again.
Are you kidding me?
Pokemon Go.
Oh, my God. Yeah. 1999.
Have you seen any kids roaming around here?
Oh, my God. Where I was working in this neighborhood this week, and a guy went by on a fucking hoverboard, and he was playing Pokemon while he was scooting through the neighborhood on his hoverboard. I was like, are you fucking kidding me, man? You need a job, bro. You need to get a job bad. This is insane. This is insane. Get your life together. What the fuck are you doing? You're not even walking.
When I do it, I go to places that no one's thinking of. Like, I'll go to fucking Mount Si, or I'll go to any of the hiking trails in North Bend. I heard there's a fucking Charizard on Mount Rainier.
You want to test it? See,
I may.
Actually, I want to hike Rainier. I think it'd be tight.
You got a hunt for Pokemon? You think they have some out there? I hope so. That'd be dope.
Well, I hope so. If that's the only reason you went up there,
yeah,
if you're up there, super pissed. There's nothing up there. You don't even get a signal.
Yeah. At least you said, hey, at least you can say that you climbed Mount Rainier.
Yeah. I know. That's kind of one of my bucket list goals.
You got to train for that shit, though. That shit ain't no joke.
Yeah, it's not. It's a long day hike.
Long day. I heard it takes like a couple days.
Well, you start, there's like a camp a little ways up, and you start there like early in the morning, and then you can get to the top and then get back down typically to that camp. So.
And what, like 7-8 hours?
No, it takes longer than that.
See?
Yeah, it's probably like a 12 or 13 hour.
Oh,
thing.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to burn about.
So you start super early. You start at like 6 in the morning. And then that way you put in your 12. It's like 8 o'clock. It's summer. No, you need a little bit longer than that. You probably need to get to the top around like 5 or 6 o'clock. So you get going early. But, yeah, that's something we might have to consider, man. I think it'd be quite the accomplishment. Old Rainier, man, doesn't get enough credit. Mount McKinley, now soon to be renamed Denali. So Indian people, rejoice, because all your troubles are now answered, because we named that mountain after your guy again. And alcoholism and poverty and all that stuff, don't worry about that. Those will be solved.
You're a dick.
You guys got the big mountain.
You're a dick!
It's ridiculous. These token name change things that do nothing for the community, and those people don't even give a shit. You know, everybody makes a big deal about the Redskins. It's fucking insane. The Redskins, now that football's starting back up, I actually have a solution for their.
I call them the Foreskins. I don't know what
the Foreskins. That's true. The way they played the last couple of years, it's been pretty insane. But I actually have a solution for their little problem. Their everybody's getting all upset about the mascot. Oh, you know, it's Redskin. Oh, that's racist. Oh, that's negative to the Indian community. So I got a solution for these guys that works for everybody. All right. Cause the owner doesn't want to change it. Snyder, I think, is who it is. He doesn't want to change. He wants to keep it the same. So my solution is, you, instead of changing the name, you keep the name the same, but you change their mascot to a potato. So the Redskin potatoes. I mean, all you'd have to do is you'd get Mr. Potato Head, you put a little bit of war paint on him, and you put a feather in his hat, and he's essentially ready to go. And it's like, who's going to get mad about this, you know? The Irish? I mean, come on. They They got enough shit to worry about already, all right? The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. I mean, you kidding me? If there's racism out there, it's not much more racist than that. The fucking Fighting Irish. Why don't you just call these guys assholes, all right? Why don't you say what you really think about them? Jesus Christ, but I'm telling you, that's how they can solve this shit, you know? Just change that mascot and everybody will be happy. And like I said, the Native American community will be on their way to middle class.
How would you feel if they named a professional sports team Crackers and it had a white guy?
Well, see, here's the thing with Crackers. Like, I mean, I guess it's an insult. I guess. I don't know if I've... I don't know if I feel like it's an insult when I hear it, but I guess it is. But it's just derived from guys working the whip, man. You know, I'm like, fuck this cracker. Yeah, this guy's a piece of shit. He fucking lashed into me last week like a motherfucker. Fuck this guy. When I get free, I am murdering his ass.
Chappelle Show, the roots outtakes. Remember that?
Oh!
Oh, shit! Billy, man, you hit me, Rick.
What I say about hitting so damn hard, man? Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I missed that show.
Oh, man. No, back. I mean, back to our... Back to what we were talking about. Man, I mean... Imagine if they named the team Coons.
See, that just has a negative sound to it. I don't think Redskins has a negative sound to it. I don't think it makes the native population sound bad. I think it glorifies them. I think it looks at them as warriors, you know, like mystical warriors that I don't think it's like, oh, look at these subhuman people here. Oh, God, yeah, they're disgusting. They're awful people. They're terrible. But let's put them on our flag and on all of our helmets for all of our players that we pay $30 million a year to. Yeah, let's put these people that we despise on our helmets. It's like, no, you're honoring them. It's just such a... It's such a language police issue these days that it's fucking terrible to me. Like, the bigger deal you make of these words and these connotations and things of this nature, you just give these things more power. The more you talk about them, the more you make them like sacred words that only certain people can say. It's like you just give them the power that they shouldn't have because they're just words and they're just stupid sayings and these meanings. And it's, I don't know, it's just insane. The more you try to police that shit, it's just you feed it. It's a self-feeding cycle, and it just gets worse and worse. And then you're always trying to police the next thing and the next thing that people can't say. And then you can't say this, and you can't say like that. And you got to ask what the proper gender pronoun is that they would like to be identified. And it's like fucking, I'm falling asleep here, man. I can't, I don't have energy for it. Just can't do it anymore. It's too much. It's just, as long as people are nice to each other, you know, you can't crack some jokes here and there, make fun of everybody. He can call me a cracker. I don't, you know, it sounds funny when you say it sometimes.
Cracker?
Yeah.
Why?
Sometimes you put a little bit of hot sauce on it and it just sounds funny, you know, or like Chris Rock's bit about the most racist person out there, the old black man. Old black man will smile in your face. Oh, how you doing, sir? How you doing, sir? The second you walk away, crack-ass cracker. Crack-ass cracker. Lucky I didn't beat his motherfucking ass, fucking cracker.
This is so true, too.
Everybody's racist, man. Everybody's racist.
All right, no.
As long as you just, you know, think your own thoughts in your own head and you leave it at that. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hurt, you know? I mean, as long as you know that you're ridiculous, which I do. I have a little bit of biases, but which I won't get into, but, you know.
No, you brought that shit up. I want to hear it.
No, absolutely not. No. I'm not going to incriminate myself. I'm just saying, everybody has their little thing, you know? And there's a reason behind it. It's usually something deep-seated. It's usually something in your childhood, typically. And it just kind of stuck with you. And even if you kind of know it's ridiculous now, You don't do anything about it, but you just kind of sometimes you look at things from a specific angle.
Back to Pokemon Go.
Oh my God, Pokemon Go.
Back to Pokemon Go. It is getting people off their ass, getting them outside. You get to meet new people. I've seen Facebook events for community events on Pokemon Go park pub crawls. On Facebook, excuse me. Hey, do you want to go hunt Pokemon with me? But you got to watch out because not everything's positive about it. Because there are people who will use this game for the negative. They arrested some guys who were robbing people through the game. Google, if you sign in through Google, they have all your fucking information. Don't sign in through Google.
All your Gmail, all fucking kinds of shit.
Yeah. And don't fall off a cliff too. Did you hear about that? There's these two guys who fell off like an 80-foot cliff. I'm sorry, 70-foot cliff while
Pokemon it.
Yeah, they had their fucking head dug in the phone.
Oh yeah, that's a shock.
Yeah, yeah. And there was a girl who got ran over by a car.
So has anybody died?
Because
that's what I've been waiting for, is the first Pokemon-related death. I knew it was not a matter of if, but a matter of when. I heard there was an accident on the freeway, too. I don't know if there's been a death yet, but I mean, this is just insane. The craze and the hoopla and all the hype that's going on with it, it's insane. And people are just all in on this. Like, it doesn't matter how old you are. There's like people that are like 35 that are doing this, and there's people that are like 9 that are doing this. I mean, it's insane to me. The neighborhood I was working in this week, I told you, the guy cruised by on the hoverboard looking for Pokemon. Today, there was like a group meetup on the corner, on the stop sign. Where this corner was, there was like 3 people chilling there talking.
Well, you gotta be safe, man. Motherfuckers are gonna be trying to rob you and shit.
Yeah.
You gotta stay in a group.
Exactly.
You gotta be like Ash, Misty, and Brock. Stay together.
Uh-huh. Do not poke your mon alone, all right? Do not do it, you guys. Yeah, well, and not to mention, like, what about, they got these lures. You set lures for people, like, what if you're a fucking creep or some pedophile? You just set some lure for kids in the forest. Oh, yeah, come back here. This is where the Pokemons are. Back here, deeper in the woods. Almost. You're almost there. You're almost there, kitty. Don't stop now. I mean, it's fucking insane how much people have just completely gone apeshit for this fucking game. I don't get it, dude. I do not get it. And quite frankly, I'm fucking sick of it.
Already?
Oh, my God, dude. I was sick earlier this week.
Really?
Oh, dude. It's like you said, like, Google, you're walking around with your GPS on the whole time. You're sucking a ton of your data, not to mention your battery on your phone. And what you're doing is you're essentially mapping your neighborhood for Google. So they have that information. They're basically collecting all that from all these people who are doing all this stuff. And they're, not to mention, they're mapping the inside of their house. They're going, oh, where are these guys at? Where are they? They're in here somewhere. And you're just giving them footage of everything you got. I mean, you guys don't even understand the implications of this, like what they're after here. I mean, they're monetizing this somehow, and that's what they're doing. They're collecting all your information, and they're going to sell that. And they're going to start, mark my words now, I don't know if they've done it yet, but they will. They'll start trying to drive traffic to stores, to retail stores. There'll be Pokemon set up at a retail store, and they'll get a couple of people to go, and then they'll tweet it or something, or they'll send out a beacon or a lure, and they'll try to get other people to come to that store because they have a deal with that store or whatnot. I guarantee this shit will start happening 100% because they've been doing it like they've been coming up to churches and shit. But the church is kind of getting mad about that, but it'll switch over to businesses at some point and there'll be sponsorship deals. No doubt in my mind. And it's like you could set a lure too. Like that's like the creepiest thing ever. Like that's what a pedophile would do is set a lure. And that's literally what you do in this game. It's insane. Like I said, I've said it before on the show. It's a pretty good time to be a pedophile. You know, it's a pretty good time to be a pedophile. They had it rough for a little while, but you know, they're on an upswing. This is a bull market in pedophilia.
Oh, fuck is wrong with you, man?
Pokemon, it's making me fucking nutty, dude. I can't take this shit anymore.
Really? Does it affect your life that much?
God, it gets me more upset than it should. I'll say that much. It gets me more upset than it should.
I just don't get it. I thought we were done with this.
Oh, man.
Surge is coming back, too.
Surge
is coming back.
Yes.
My buddy actually has a case. He like ordered it online like 5 or 6 years ago, and he's drinking like two of them. And but yeah, they're bringing that back now, too. So... Yeah,
well, we
everybody's trying
90s,
to go back
man.
To the 90s, yeah.
Hey, so, okay, so obviously you don't like Pokemon. What game would you like to see them bring back? And for, like, your cell phone, because this Pokemon Go is heavily influenced by the original Game Boy games, where on the Game Boy game, you walk around a world, you catch Pokemon, you train them, you evolve them, you go to Pokemon gyms, and Pokemon Go is basically that in real life. What old school game would you like to see in that kind of concept?
Oh man, from the 90s. I don't know. I was always a pretty big fan of I just thought of it and I completely lost it. You know, I was always a Magic the Gathering type guy when it came to card games. That's why I'm probably biased against this Pokemon thing. I mean, I know there's a lot of people that like it, but that just wasn't my thing back then, even though that's when it started, was way back in the day. But I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, it's just crazy to me that how everybody like wants to go back to the 90s all of a sudden. Like, maybe it's part of the hipster movement. Like, they want to go back to their roots, which is like the time when they were born. And so all this shit from back then is becoming popular again, you know. But I don't know. The 90s is what it's all about. And we were just talking about 90s music, too, how that was a much better period, much more real shit, more raw.
Before social media.
Yeah, that's true.
Before social media.
That's true. Snapchat probably fucked us up to a certain extent.
But those PlayStation graphics were fucking shitty compared to now.
Well, yeah, now the shit is crazy. Like you said, no wires, no none of that shit. Voice command.
Yeah, man, we're watching Tupac's Hail Mary music video, which came out after he died. But the main thing I noticed was the bad guys, the guys that killed him, and the guys that Pac's ghost is getting revenge on, they're playing PlayStation. They're playing, probably NBA Live or some basketball game. And the PlayStation controller had a cord. Had a fucking cord. When was the last time you had a controller on your console with a cord?
It was probably around the same time that I was transporting myself around on a horse-drawn cart. You know, probably about the same time that we were still using cords. That shit was way back. But hey, there was that shit was innovative though back then. You know, that shit.
Oh yeah, the fucking opening Sony PlayStation screen. Dun, dun, dun.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear? Did you hear too that Nintendo is going to release a new NES, like a smaller, compact version of it?
Yes, and it's going to have 30 built-in games.
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking, again, back to the 90s. You know, that was early 90s.
And the games are wireless.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the controllers are wireless.
Yeah. Well, they do have a plug. There's a plug one too. But yeah, that's my buddy. He actually, we were talking about this Pokemon shit last week because we went to a bar, got some beers, and the bartender's back there searching for Pokemon, and he's laughing. He's this guy with a huge beard. He's got huge earrings in his ears, and he's still playing Pokemon. I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Like, this shit's just blowing up. Something crazy is going to happen here. We started talking stocks and shit, and I guess he ended up buying some shares of Nintendo. That stock this last week alone, because all this Pokemon shit, is up like, I think, over 50% for the week. Over 50% for one goddamn week. It's insane, dude. You've been invested $1,000 on Monday morning, and it'd be worth $1,500 now in 5 days' time. You made an extra $100 a day. It's insane, dude. It's insane. This game, it's big, though. I heard it's more active daily users. I think it was like 21 million active daily users. So that puts them like third or fourth behind like Facebook and a couple other sites. YouTube probably as far as daily users go.
More than Pornhub.
Probably.
It's got the perverts out.
Yeah, the perverts have been ousted. The perverts are finally spending more time gaming than they are jerking.
Yeah, going to massage parlors.
Especially since all the massage parlors are getting shut down and, you know, no one's safe out there to get a good lotion old-fashioned.
Yeah.
Because everybody could use a little old-fashioned from time to time, you know? Oh, man. Speaking of old-fashioned, I need to make myself another old-fashioned drink here, but
it's getting late, isn't
it? It is getting late, and I got a little bit of a time crunch here, so we're going to have to wrap it up. But, hey, thank you guys for joining us on Near Full in the Emerald City here, episode number 38. We're still at it, guys. Can you believe it? I know. I thought we were going to give up a long time ago, too. I was right there with you guys, but no, we're doing it, and thank you guys for listening. We appreciate you. If you're new, hopefully you enjoyed it, and if you guys did, maybe, you know, spread the word a little bit for us.
Tell a friend!
You know, just one, pay it forward. It's like going to Starbucks, and my buddy the other day opened the door for the guy. Guy went in first, said thank you. Went in first, he's in line in front of him. Guy ends up paying for his coffee because he opened the door for him, you know, so... So what I'm saying is pay it forward to us, guys. And if you liked it, let somebody know. All right. And, yeah, we appreciate you guys listening, though. Thank you for tuning in. We'll come back with you next week. I think we're going to have a guest for you. So we will see what happens there. We'll do our best. But if not, you'll get to listen to me and the big guy over here chat it up again. So thank you guys for joining us. An Earful in the Emerald City. I'm Slim.
And I'm Shoddy. Check us out next week, and we are out.